Welcome back to another episode of the Root and Rise podcast. I'm your host, Brianne, and I am here to plant some seeds of insight, help you water them with love, and send you off with a little extra light to help you root and rise. Today, we are talking about mom guilt and mom shame.
But first, I would like to acknowledge you, my listener and friend, for being here with me today. You are the reason for this podcast. I appreciate your presence, and I'm really excited to help you root and rise.
This is a really important topic for us to talk about because I don't think I know a single mom who has not experienced some level of mom guilt or mom shame, whether that's from themselves or others. Mom guilt is really just a form of self-shame. It's the mean girl in our heads telling us that we're not doing enough. We tell ourselves that we need to do more and be more. And then we set aside all of our own personal needs and personal joys to try to do more and be more. But we've already done enough. We are already enough. And we always have been, just as we are. I talked about this mom guilt and self-shame in my episode on mom shaming. And then again in my episode with Emily Rose Hardy from the Worthy Mother podcast. Because I know all moms feel shame at some point, whether that's from themselves, from other moms shaming them, or just society shaming them. We are constantly fed messages about the right way to do things as a parent, even down to the details about how often you bathe your newborn, once a week or once a day. Something like this doesn't impact health or safety, and most definitely does not impact anybody outside of your home. I wanted to go further into mom guilt and mom shaming in this episode because I think it's really important to distinguish the difference between guilt and shame, and there is a big difference there. Having the awareness of the difference between these two words can help you process the feelings and thoughts that follow. As Brené Brown said in a 2012 TED Talk, shame is a focus on self. Guilt is a focus on behavior. Shame is, I am bad. Guilt is, I did something bad. I'll put a link to that in my description. But to put it another way, guilt says, I am a good person who did something bad. Whereas shame says, I am a bad person. Guilt is just a temporary moment, something completely separate from your identity. But shame takes the action or behavior and it attaches it to who you are at your core. You believe you are bad, and that's simply not true. So how can we eliminate this shame, identify the areas that we feel mom guilt, and have some compassion for ourselves instead? First of all, we need to have grace for ourselves as mothers. Moms do so much, and so much of that labor is invisible. The invisible labor is the mental load and the emotional labor that we carry for our families and our home. If you aren't familiar with these terms yet, let me give you a quick breakdown. The mental load is trying to remember to schedule appointments, plan meals, or keep track of how much you're little one is eating or going through diapers. It's the added tasks around the home, like baby proofing, washing bottles, knowing where your child needs to be developmentally, or what toys or language they should be using. And while you may not be the actual person executing all of these tasks, you're most likely the one exerting energy and thought trying to keep up with them. Now, all of these may seem like small or simple tasks, but trust me when I tell you, they add up quickly and they take up a lot of brain space. Emotional labor is managing your child's moods, needs, and feelings. A lot of the time, you are doing that while trying to manage your own moods, needs, and feelings. I shared all of my tips on that in Reparenting Yourself, if you want to dive into that. Because when you become a parent, you're no longer responsible just for yourself. In fact, your own needs are probably on the back burner as you try to help your little one work through theirs. Even if you do get a break or your partner steps in to relieve you of a task, the emotional labor lives on as you start to worry about how things are going while you're away or if the task is being completed. And this emotional labor extends to your partner as well because you're concerned about whether or not they're getting enough love and attention from you, if their needs are met, if their feelings are being cared for, or whether your little one is giving them a hard time while you're away. We end up carrying the emotional weight of everyone else in our home, and oftentimes push out our own emotional needs to make space for all of theirs. Another reason that we struggle is because we've literally been shamed, either by other moms or society. We might even have had instances where another mother tried to compare our child with theirs, almost like it's a competition between them, and not taking into account that every child grows and develops in their own unique ways, just like us adults. When comparing child's development, parental decisions, or really anything else in life, it's just setting us up to believe that there is a right or a wrong way to be. at least in motherhood. There's so much pressure to be the perfect mom, to do all of the sensory bins, spend 1,000 hours outside, volunteer for every school event, and obviously never losing our cool when our children loses theirs. Well, I'm here to tell you that a perfect mother does not exist. Even that mother that you idolize or look up to, whether it's your own, a mom friend, or a mom that you see on social media, I got a secret for you. She doesn't have it all together. No matter how good her life looks on social media, I promise you, it's not picture perfect. Outward appearances might tell you otherwise, but really you have no idea what goes on behind closed doors or even in her own head. She has her own issues, her own insecurities, and yes, she's made her own mistakes. No one is perfect. And believing anybody is or can be will just breed more shame in our lives. Trust me, I tried to play that game. When I first became a mother, I tried to meet all of these unrealistic expectations. I was pouring everything into my child, and then when he was napping, I was pouring everything into keeping up with work and maintaining a clean home. But clean homes don't really exist with children, do they? So it was like a never-ending battle for me. I ended up crashing and burning more than a few times. Then I would be so overwhelmed from trying to do it all and not asking for help that I would just break, and I needed a break. But I couldn't tear myself away. The immense guilt I felt at the thought of taking a break from all of the endless things I was responsible for, it felt selfish to me. But needing time away does not mean that you don't love your children or spending time with them. It doesn't mean you're a bad or a selfish mom. Asking for help to get a break does not make you a failure. It means that you're human with your own human needs. And one day it will be really good for your child to see those needs and to watch you care for them. It displays true self-care, self-love, and self-respect. Admitting that you can't do it all or be it all will give your child the grace to be human as well. That will take the pressure off of them to be perfect. Letting your child see you ask for help will not make them think of you as weak or incompetent. It will teach them how to let others in, how to ask for help themselves, and it'll show them that they don't have to do everything by themselves. They'll learn that they can rely on and trust others for comfort, support, or wisdom. I have to admit that my struggle with stepping away has been a little harder than I expected. It's been a couple of years now, so I know I've mentioned it a lot in the past episodes. I've come a long way in growing a lot more comfortable stepping away. In one of my first episodes on intergenerational trauma, I said I wasn't going to become the extreme opposite of my absent mother, and I'm here to have it on record that I was wrong. I was wrong. My mommy issues came out to play hard. Sometimes I felt like I couldn't even step away, and even when my husband has him, I find myself fussing over him. I took my dear friend Bethany pointing out that it would be a good thing for my son to see me leave and always come back. That was such a powerful realization for me, one that brought tears to my eyes. Being able to see beyond my perceived negative action allowed me to see what my son could gain from it. And taking that step back also helped me realize what my husband could gain from it as well. He wasn't getting the bonding time or building the confidence of fixing problems himself when I was always swooping in to fix it all. Even knowing all of the benefits that we get from stepping back a bit, it can still be challenging. I know every moment when I step away from my son, I immediately miss him. My husband and I have a running joke where, like, an hour after bedtime, we put our sons to bed. I start to miss them so much that I want to wake them up. That is motherhood. You could spend all day trying to get a break from them and then miss them the second you get one. Rosika Parker wrote about this push and pull or maternal ambivalence in Torn in Two, The Experience of Maternal Ambivalence. She writes about how it's a normal experience in motherhood to want your baby close and to want your own space. Motherhood is a balancing act of give and take. We're not used to allowing ourselves to feel both the want for closeness and the desire for solitude. However, accepting duality within these truths will allow us to accept ourselves and the realities of motherhood. This can help release our expectations of motherhood. It's not all good or all bad. Learning to replace that "or" in your language with "and" can make a huge difference. You can simultaneously be in love with motherhood and hate it all at the same time. Admitting that motherhood can be challenging at times isn't that easy though, right? That's when mom guilt comes to hang out. She tells you that you should be loving motherhood. You should do better or more for your child. That it's selfish to put yourself first. Society sets the expectation that motherhood means you're a martyr. We don't have to accept that. Despite what you see in the media or online, that isn't sustainable or even realistic. You need to ask for help. And I'm not saying it's easy because trust me, I know it's not. Since I know I'm capable of doing each individual task, I feel like that means I need to be doing all of the tasks, especially when I was able to do it all before in the past, before having a baby and a family and, you know, other responsibilities that keep me busy. But we don't have the same priorities or free time that we used to. So I will repeat myself, you can't do it all. And there's nothing wrong with saying that. Do you want to know the beautiful part of admitting that you can't do it all? You release that burden from other mothers. It starts with us. Change starts with us honoring our own needs and advocating for the needs of others. Yes, it's uncomfortable. Sharing my innermost motherhood world with you has been a little painful for me at times. But my focus is you and making your motherhood experience a little bit better than the one before. I'm here to show you that you don't have to live life with an empty cup. I know we hear about the cup reference all of the time, but really it's because it's a good one. It's impossible to fill from an empty cup. If you are pouring everything into your child and then everything into your home and your partner and your work and whatever else you're pouring yourself into, what do you have left for yourself? Nothing. It's a recipe for burnout. And friend, that is no way to live. You cannot be a present or pleasant mother if you don't take the time to care for yourself. We need to spend just as much time worrying about our own sleep, emotions, and needs as we do everyone else's. These are basic, fundamental human needs. So please ask for help, as hard as it may be. Have someone you love come over and just hold your baby so you can read, do yoga, or paint your nails, whatever it is that makes you happy. Please ask for help, as hard as it may be. There are many mothers out there who find themselves in a position where help is not available. I understand that struggle more than you know. As a military family, we don't have our support system anywhere near us. And having given birth during the pandemic, no one was even able to interact with my baby for almost 9 months. No additional help was available to me. It came down to my husband and I learning how to balance breaks between the two of us and offering support to one another, which honestly, I feel like was a very unique and beneficial experience for us, so I'm not complaining. But that's so deeply ingrained in me that even now when I have people around to help with my kids, I just default to doing it all on my own because that's just, I've gotten so used to it. But it doesn't have to be like that. I take regular scheduled breaks for myself. I have an entire episode on that. I pour back into myself. I give time for hobbies, for my passions. I spend time with friends and family and loved ones and napping. But we don't have to do it alone. I hope that you can leave this episode feeling a little less guilt and shame for yourself because you don't deserve that. Nobody does. If you wouldn't say these things to a loved one or me, why are you saying these things to yourself? Why are you being so hard on yourself? That's also another part of being human, but I want to challenge it a little bit and encourage some compassion for yourself. Let me know what you think in the comments. I would absolutely love to hear from you. I'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you for tuning in to the Root and Rise podcast. As always, I am so grateful to have you here with me today. I hope that this has brought you some insight and inspired you to root and rise in your own life. Make sure to subscribe. And if you loved what you heard today or know someone who would benefit from hearing it, please take a screenshot and tag me to share this on your social media. My name's Brianne, and until next time, I'll be sending you so much light so you too can root and rise.